We start with our weekend special in which David Vaughan looks at a unique project to encourage children with musical talent who come from some of the poorest families in the Czech Republic. The project enables primary school children to learn to play with some of the country's foremost classical musicians. Its success is a reminder of the power of music to cross boundaries of language, class and culture.
The idea of using music to help children to break out of the cycle of poverty is not a new one. Back in 1975, the Venezuelan economist and musician José Antonio Abreu decided to try to fulfill his dream, in which a classical orchestra represents an ideal society and a perfect environment in which to nurture a child. He called his idea El Sistema, and it has proved resilient, surviving different political regimes in Venezuela, and today including 250,000 children in Venezuela alone.
There were lots of poor children on the streets, and one day a man, politician and musician, thought, well, how about bringing those kids together? And he did, and he started with 11 children, and later on the project got immense, huge numbers of kids, and they are divided in townships. They have little orchestras. They start very early.
Milada Holujova was inspired when she saw a television documentary about Abreu's work in 2009.
I think the principle was to start teaching groups of children classical music and bringing them together to create an orchestra. And the idea was that at the same time they would introduce classical music to kids, which in other way they would never probably, or they would encounter much later on, or maybe never, and also to teach them together.
And the idea of teaching them together, was that initially primarily as a way of being able to teach children who wouldn't be able to afford to have individual lessons, or is there also a philosophy behind it?
I think it's a combination of both. The philosophy behind it is if you create something together as a team, you feel, you know, you start working in a group, in a team, you start feel more self-confident, you feel what you created together.
Milada Holujova discovered that a similar project was up and running with great success in Britain under the patronage of Andrew Lloyd Webber, and she decided to bring the idea to the Czech Republic.
Well, I thought that there is lots of talented kids, and we enable them to find their talents, and we enable them to try to practice it and to continue to develop their talents. And also there is lots of talented musicians, and we are very lucky that we have teachers from the Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, from Melody Makers Orchestra. We got professionals who have a very good way of in teaching children.
And so you set up the Harmony Foundation, and the aim of that is to raise money and to organize, to be able to pay teachers who are top musicians, also to be able to pay for the instruments for the children to play on, and for them to be able to play in schools. Is that right?
Exactly. It's very difficult to find the funds, but this is the idea behind it. We will need more funds as we go, are getting along, but the project is getting along very well. The kids enjoy it, and the musicians who are the teachers are excellent. So I think we will raise the funds in the end.
So far, a pilot project is up and running in two Czech schools here in Prague. I've come to the primary school in Grafická Street in Prague's inner suburb of Smíchov. This school is in the middle of an area where some of Prague's poorest families live, and many of them are Romani. The school has been unusually successful in integrating children from very different backgrounds. Pictures by the children decorate the walls in the 19th century school building, and there's a hugely friendly atmosphere here. And so perhaps it's no surprise that the school leapt at the opportunity to take part in the Harmony project.
Raz, dva, tři, čtyř.
I've joined a class of about a dozen 5 to 9 year olds, and most of them only started learning the violin a few weeks ago. Their violin teacher is one of the Czech Republic's top classical and jazz violinists.
Hello, my name is Jiří Sládek, and I'm 41 years old.
In fact, you play in a very well-known big band,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, it's a big band called Melody Makers.
It's really quite a challenge, isn't it? Because a lot of the children are from poor families. They're not from privileged families where they've been brought up with musical instruments, with taking education for granted. These are kids who are generally from really quite deprived families, some of them, aren't they?
Yes, it was also one of the reason why I go for this, because I like it very much, that we can help the children which can't go for the classical music school, and to open for them the door for music. If we will not have the violin lessons, they will be perhaps somewhere on the street.
It's obvious that the children are really enjoying themselves. I mean, it's quite an unusual way to teach the violin, isn't it? To have half a dozen or a dozen children all practicing together and sort of playing off each other. And yet they seem to be learning pretty fast. So how do you feel? Do you think that this is a method that can work?
Well, the children will not grow up this much fast, like in individual lessons. But as you see, they was enjoying very much. They are helping each other, and when they play together, I feel that they are happy.
And the majority of the children who are playing today are from Romani families. The violin is absolutely central to the tradition of Romani culture, Romani music. Do you sense that maybe the Romani kids have a particular affinity with the violin, or would it be a cliche to suggest something like that?
Yeah, as you said, the gypsies have very big feeling for a violin, and it's really pleasure to work with them. Not everybody, but most of them, it's very talented. And they are going really, really very fast.
Všechny, jak se jmenuješ?
Tereza Surmajová.
Kolik je ti roku?
6.
Tereza is a 6-year-old Romani girl. She can only just see over her desk, but she can already name all the different parts of the violin and is beginning to play some tunes. Was Mozart a gypsy? She asks, when Hanna Kubisová from the Prague Philharmonia, who is another of the professional musicians taking part in the project, plays a couple of bars from A Little Night Music. Jak se jmenuješ?
Jakub Tabák.
Kolik je tu roku?
9.
Jakub is 9, but he says, and I think in all sincerity, that he really loves the violin. And I'm surprised to come across one girl who speaks English.
My name is Antonia Erika Grant, and I'm 8.
And you're half Czech and half New Zealander, is that right?
Yes.
And how long have you been learning the violin?
2 years.
And how are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it very well.
But it's pretty difficult, isn't it?
A little bit.
And what about your teacher? He's great, isn't he? He plays amazing. I just heard him playing.
Yes.
Do you hope that one day when you're a bit older, you'll be able to play like him?
Yes.
I'm happy if I see the children smile, and if we succeed, play everybody together one song, and everybody is happy from this. So that's the satisfaction for me. For me, the principal thing is that they will like music and they will enjoy the time here. So that's what makes me satisfied, if I see them happy and they are playing together.
Raz, dva, tři.
Milada Holujova is delighted with what's been achieved so far with the primary school in Smíchov.
We were lucky because we were looking for a place where to start the project, and in the end we decided that the schools actually were the best idea where to start, because these are really little children and you can't bring them through Prague and get somebody who would get them to your place. And this school especially is very well organized. They have lots of Roma kids who are extremely talented. And we went through 5 primary schools to start, and we did talent tests. And this school is the pilot project. Then there is one more school. And I think we, at the start of the project with this school, we were very lucky.
What do you think is the social impact of something like this, of the opportunity that the children are given in a school like this?
I think it offers children to learn about something they would never had a chance to learn. If their teachers are the leading musicians of the classical music orchestras, they bring them over something which the usual teachers cannot do. There is something extra. And that's why I think the kids like it so much, because there is something extra above the usual level, and they see it. They can see that.
In the Czech Republic, there are tens of thousands of children who are from poorer families or who are living in areas of the country where there are big social problems. Just to think of an example, in many areas of North Bohemia, in order for this project to work, it really needs to expand enormously, doesn't it? So is your next step going to be to find major sponsors and people who are going to support you and organizations who are going to support you?
We work now very hard in organizing fundraising events, and the coming 2-3 months will be very intense for Harmonia Foundation for that. And we would love to go to Northern Bohemia, because there are philharmonic orchestras there and there are huge problems there with the social excluded families. And we do believe that if we get enough funds, the project there can be growing even more than the pilot programs here in Prague.
If you'd like to find out more about the Harmony Foundation and its work in the Czech Republic, or would like to help in some way, go to www.nfharmony.org. All one word, and harmony is spelt with an IE at the end instead of a Y, dot CZ.